Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Group 10 Metals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol PGE and on the OTCQB under the symbol PGEZF. We are chatting with the President and CEO, Michael Rowley. Just to bring everybody up to speed, Group 10 Metals is focused at the Stillwater West project in Montana. This is a platinum, palladium, nickel, copper, and battery metals project. And the key news release that came out back on October 21st is the inaugural 43-101 mineral resource. Now, this resource comes in inferred at 2.4 million ounces of palladium, platinum, rhodium, and gold, plus 1.1 billion pounds of nickel, copper, and cobalt. This is within a constrained model, totaling 157 million tons. The average grade is 0.45% nickel equivalent, which is equal to 1.2 grams per ton palladium equivalent. Mike, start off, please. High level, your assessment and overview of this resource estimate, please.
Well, thank you. I'd be glad to, and I'm very glad to be back. This is a fantastic debut. It shows good size and good grade, and in particular, as I hope we've related in our images and we'll touch on today, it shows fantastic potential to grow. We are, these numbers that you summarized so well are in five deposits across about 9 kilometers of Stillwater strike. It's a very well mineralized district, and these deposits appear to want to connect in that peridotite zone that's so prospective. And of course, there's an 87 million ounce deposit right beside us, just to show what's possible in the magmatic layers of the Stillwater complex. So this work does not include the 2021 drilling that we'll touch on in a minute. We feel we've already got good potential to expand in terms of both size and grade. And we're looking forward to getting to work on that. And then more broadly across that 9 kilometers and even across the 25 kilometer package of the main claim block in the coming years.
Well, Mike, you mentioned your neighbors there at Sibanye have a massive deposit. But as we were musing off, Mike, you don't start there as a junior company. So this is a great first pass. But just put it in perspective as far as what you found so far, not even including all the drilling, which we will get to in a minute, that you're ongoing. But just what have you got right here compared to some of your other peers in the industry that are in the junior palladium, platinum, nickel space?
Sure. Well, for starters, our neighbor is Sibanye Stillwater, of course, and including past production, they're over 100 million ounces in that JM Reef deposit right next to us. We're following the Platte Reef thinking that's correct for our location in the district. We sit stratigraphically under them in the layers of the magmatic system at Stillwater. The parallel we're drawing, as we've talked about in the past, is from South Africa. This is the correct setting for, like, Ivanhoe's Platte Reef mine, Anglo-American's Mogalakwena mine. So, bit of a different mining model than our neighbor is doing. They're a 1.8 meter wide deposit, reef mining, narrow high grade. We're bringing that bulk mineable model into play. What's attractive is not only economies of scale, your mining costs come way down per ounce, per pound, but in addition, you're bringing a more attractive commodity balance. You've got a lot of nickel. As we've seen, our resources are 43% nickel, copper and cobalt, that's valuable, and then the PGEs with that as well that you'd expect with the district. So that's the reason for the Platte Reef model, and that's our target here at Stillwater. In terms of peers and comparable, not many offer that blend, especially in North America. You really have to go to South Africa, Platte Reef, to find our direct parallels geologically. We are right in the middle of the pack in terms of nickel equivalent grade. Our North American peers tend to be either strong on the nickel or the PGEs. Not that many have both, and certainly not at the proportions that we have. This is a good debut in the middle of the pack, even on the upper end for nickel equivalent grade. And as I mentioned, terrific room to grow this, which I think is the real story here at Stillwater. Fantastic upside in terms of grade and scale to build out these resources.
Well, Mike, another thing that jumps off the page at me is that you have this battery metals component. So while the nickel is a primary component, as are the PGEs, and it's unique that you have both, you also have things like cobalt or rhodium, which the rhodium is still part of the PGEs, but you don't see it as often. Why don't you speak to just some of the co-credits and how this is, it's a polymetallic deposit, but it's got the copper, it's got the nickel, which gives you that battery metal component, but also it's got cobalt, which a lot of companies are looking for and trying to base their whole company around. And rhodium is at such a high price right now that it's a nice co-credit. Just round it out with some of these other elements that you're seeing showing up in the deposit.
Sure, it's a very compelling mix of commodities, and they're rare, and they're especially strategic in North America with size. Key point there being size, because a lot of the peers' comparables, if you look at them, are actually quite small and don't show particular size to grow. There are a few that that actually are in systems with some potential. I think the Stillwater complex speaks for itself in that regard. Cobalt, yeah, that's 10%. Of a contained value basis in our current resource. That's 69 million pounds, and in a North American address with infrastructure and a smelter already in the district. In fact, with a major that's mining literally a kilometer away. Nickel, we touched on, is about 43% of value. Palladium 20, rhodium 5. Rhodium, very strategic in North America. Very little mine supply in North America. And then rounding out that commodity suite, copper. You know, one of the major metals of the electrification age, a lot of concern over supply in the outlook in that regard. Platinum, essential for fuel cells and increasing in that regard. These are very compelling commodities to have in a U.S. address in a producing district.
Michael, let's talk about some of the expansion potential then, because even after a resource like this comes out, the initial resource, people are always wondering, where does that growth then come from? You mentioned the resource encompasses 5 deposits. This is over almost 9 kilometers of strike length. Where's going to be the priority to go back to expand on this resource and continue to grow?
Sure. We've worked up a predictive geologic model over the past 4 years, and in particular, that IP survey that we did last year, which you've seen in a lot of our figures, was a real turning point in the district. We're hitting really good-looking sulfides, basically where we, to some degree, where we expected, with a high degree of confidence, thanks to that body of work. And that's pretty exciting when you consider how well mineralized Stillwater is. We drilled 14 holes in 2021. None of those are included in these resource estimates. We worked 3 of the 5 deposit areas that you mentioned, and all of those show good potential to grow in those target areas. We drilled 6 holes in the Chrome Mountain area, between the hybrid and DR deposits that you will have seen in our tables. We drilled 2 holes at the CZ, formerly Camp Zone, and we drilled another 6 holes at the HGR target at Iron Mountain. On a visual basis, we're very pleased with what we saw, and we're pleased that the predictive model that we've worked up is doing so well. And we look forward to getting those out in news releases over the coming months and ultimately into an updated resource as fast as possible, really, definitely in 2022.
Well, Mike, as you process those assays and get those results back and look at how that matches up with the geologic modeling and you work towards that resource estimate that'll update all this drilling from this year, next year, a lot of people are also already asking, are you looking to do an economic study? Or you know, do you want to do a PEA? And I realize it's still pretty early on, but it might be nice to address the marketplace and just tell them what your thought process is as to how to unlock value for shareholders in the best way.
Sure. Yeah, no, it's a good question. It's one that comes up. Our strategy, given that we have so many targets and so much room to grow this, is to focus initially on the resources that we just got out last week. Next step, obviously, is to grow them, because from that comes higher share price and the ability to do bigger programs and more work with much less dilution. That's the first priority. These are inferred resources. We will look to move those to indicated in the coming year. That's first priority. Concerning PEA, we are constantly doing work towards that. Everything we do basically has that kind of study in mind. So we are looking at metallurgy, and we are sharpening our pencils about mine economics and infrastructure and these items, all with a view to an ultimate PEA. The Camp target area, now CZ, is blessed with some really good metallurgical work by AMAX in the 1970s, for example, and that gives us good early indications of positive metallurgy there, recoverable nickel and PGEs that report in a simple float con. We'll be looking to expanding that on that work ourselves in the coming year and look forward to reporting that. And that would ultimately form the basis of part of a PEA study at a later stage.
Okay. Still, a lot of work to continue to de-risk these ounces, but nice to get that initial resource out. And still with those other drill results at the lab waiting for the results to come back. Mike, how do you want investors to view this company when it comes to the space that you're in and now also having a large resource, still some expansion potential, but what a lot of people are looking at, your next door neighbor as a, one would say, easy takeout option for them. How do you want investors to view the company as you move forward into 2022?
Yeah, well, it definitely helps to have a $10 billion miner right next door. They're a great neighbor. They're well liked in the district. Their good neighbor agreement is precedent setter for the industry. We like everything about them, and they'd definitely be a good partner on this. They've said they're looking for battery metal acquisitions, especially in North America, and we've seen them buy into a number of projects recently, including also a nickel processing plant in France, which was an interesting acquisition, Hydromet facility. They definitely would be an excellent long-term partner on this. They are, however, not explorationists. They were born as a producer, and they've done very well as a producer, emerging as a top-tier miner in the past 8 years. We are talking to a number of majors. Obviously, can't give details as to specifics, but the Stillwater address gets their attention, and then the database and what we're onto generally holds their attention, I'm pleased to say. I guess the question to your listeners is, do majors do friendly deals with juniors at these early stages? There's a lot of value that we can add here first before we get married, if you will. And until we see the right deal, we're just going to keep growing by the drill bit and by de-risking the asset the way we are. The key point, though, final thought in that regard, is the bidding war that's happening for Noront right now is something we're following with interest. That is a district scale nickel asset. And you've got Wailu, Andrew Forrest and his group, Australian billionaire, in a bidding match with BHP for a district scale nickel asset that's actually around the same bracket as us in terms of size and similar to us, district scale 100% owned. So that sort of situation scenario could certainly have things moving much more quickly at Stillwater. Were we to see that sort of action, which given the way the nickel market is going, I wouldn't rule out as a possibility.
Well, Mike, as an existing shareholder, in full disclosure, I hope you have time to keep drilling it and keep growing it first, because I'd love to see you guys get the re-rating for your deposit size growing and finding more resources before you get married. But if it happens, it happens, and we deal with it at that time. One more thing just before we wrap up is that is the flagship, your Stillwater West project, but you still have other non-core projects, let's say, that could represent value. Do you want to highlight any action on any other projects or just let investors know that those are other potential value drivers for the company?
Yeah, we have, of course, three district scale assets in total, 100% owned, all of them. And the Ontario project, you've seen the binding LOI that was announced about 5 weeks ago. That is progressing towards completion and a definitive agreement. Forward to updates in that regard. That's a really good deal with a good group that knows that district well. And we'd be glad to see them make the investment focus on Black Lake Drayton and get us some good exposure in the gold space that I don't think we're getting now for that asset. We've also seen good M&A interest on the other projects. Given we're a couple of years now into the beginning of a bull market and the big boys have more money to spend now, M&A season is upon us and it's only going to get better. So these assets are desirable. And we look forward to further updates in that regard.
All right. Well, Mike, keep us up to date on what does develop here out of the company as you move forward with some of the other projects, but then also with those 14 drill holes that we are waiting results on. If anybody has any follow-up questions regarding anything going on at Group 10 Metals, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. Mike, thanks again for the update, and reach back out when you have some more news, please.
Brilliant. Thank you both.